Welcome to the Truth and Testimony Podcast. Welcome, family. Thank you all for joining me. Before I say anything, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the channel so you automatically know when new podcasts are coming up, when new content is coming up. Of course, just so you can stay in front of everything that I'm doing. I would love for you to join me along this journey with everything that's going on, not just the podcast, but when I release things about music, shows, anything, I would love for you to be in front of that. But anyway, thank you for subscribing in advance. Let's go ahead and dive in. And thank you for, of course, joining me either on your walk, on your ride home from work, whatever. I definitely thank you for listening. I want to talk about domination. I feel like it's such a, it can be at least such a negative term. But if you really think about it, especially sports, business, whatever, if you really think about it, we truly love domination. Real talk. For example, I know a lot of people that's listening to this are probably people that don't like the New England Patriots. Why? They're dominant. Period. You want to see them lose. But for example, there were a lot of people, if you take it basketball, that cheered for Michael Jordan. 6 rings, 2 three-peats, dominant, okay? Or you had fans in the early 2000s that cheer for Shaq and Kobe, dominant, right? So you either find yourself a fan of domination or you find yourself a fan of the underdog, one of the two. For example, I mean, even though it was the third time Golden State Cleveland, they got KD, they were dominant through the playoffs, so was Cleveland. You were excited to watch that series, and it boosted up in ratings. Why? Domination. So as much as people don't, that person always winning, make excuses all day long. People love domination, period. So even on your job, you would love it if you were the one killing it every day, if you were the one that was better than your coworkers, if you were the one that was getting the recognition, if you were that person, you wouldn't mind that. Because it's you. The reason why a lot of people don't like domination, because you're the one getting dominated. Why? Because you're not willing to put in the work. You're not willing to be the one to put in that amount of work to get it done. There's no telling how much film Tom Brady watched to get to the level he's at. I mean, he was, what, 7th round pick out of Michigan. He wasn't somebody that was drafted highly, somebody that was highly touted. So he had to put in that work to get where he is. Look at even people like Steph Curry with his shot. That joker in high school, I believe, if I remember his story, the end of high school, had to recreate his shot because at the level he was shooting it from his hip. It would get blocked all the time in the NBA. He had to learn how to shoot from over his head. So they literally one summer had to break his shot all the way down, and he had to relearn how to shoot. Look at him now, because he put in the work, putting in shots all day long. So I truly believe the issue with all of us, not just, I'm tired of people speaking about millennials because it's old people too, that, older people, I'll say that, that don't want to put in the work. So it's not just that, it's not just millennials, it's not just that, it's people not wanting to put in that work, it's people not wanting to take time out of their schedule, it's people not wanting to put their entertainment to the side. They don't want to put their entertainment to the side. They still want to go to concerts, or they don't want to miss their favorite TV show. They don't want to make those sacrifices to get where they want to be. That's the issue. But that's everybody's issue with domination, because you're the one getting dominated. And that right there segues into my next topic, which is knowing you. Also, with knowing you, knowing your lane and knowing where you fit. A lot of us, I'll say us, are getting dominated in arenas because we're in arenas that we shouldn't be in. That we're out there trying to do things that isn't where we fit. Like, it's just something that looks cool or something that we were interested in or whatever. I'm not saying go out and don't try new things. I'm talking about doing just something you like over something you know that you're supposed to be doing. My pastor said it this morning in his sermon. He said, you have a lot of people that are good at what they don't want to do. You're good at it. You've been gifted to do it. If you would put your effort there, you could easily dominate in that arena. I think we're all destined to dominate in the arenas that we're supposed to be in. I think if we fully step in them arenas, if we really put in work, if we really learn, if we move forward, if we put our effort and energy there in that arena instead of spreading ourselves thin in 13 different arenas, I think we could easily dominate all of us in every single arena that we're in. I truly believe that. We just have to be willing to put in the work, and that's something you'll hear from me. As a matter of fact, every single podcast, three things: move forward, no excuses, and make your next decision your best decision. You'll hear that in every podcast. Move forward, no excuses, and make your next decision your best decision. There is no excuse to moving forward other than you holding yourself back. That's the truth. You can't tell me anything that is holding you back that is not overcomable. I just made up a word, but anyway, you can overcome anything in front of you. You just have to be willing to put in the necessary effort to do it. And again, I hate to take this from somebody else, but my pastor even said this morning, if you put half the effort that you put in making excuses into actually doing something, actually putting in work, you'd probably be successful right now. But the thing is, we say stuff like, you know, we might have the desire to, instead of sleeping in or getting up in just enough time to get ready for work and leave, you know, wake up early to go on a run or a jog or a walk or whatever, because let's say you want to lose weight, you want to be more active, so you want to take that time to do that. But you know, I'm just not a morning person. You become a morning person. Like, you do what you want to do, period. I was never a morning person. I would always wake up late until my mom married a guy that was a Marine and I had no choice but to wake up early. Then I became a morning person. There is no excuses at all to moving forward. And I honestly believe once we do that, once we stop making excuses, then we can learn how to dominate in our field. I truly believe that. A couple of things. Again, I know I said move forward. I know I said no excuses. And make your next decision your best decision, which is a part of moving forward. Also, you got to be patient. Just because you step in your field. Just because you finally get to know who you are, you finally get to know what you're good at, you finally get to know what you're called to do, so you step in that field, that doesn't mean you're going to automatically dominate. Everybody else is in that field has put in work. So you have to be willing to put in more, or at least as much work as they're putting in. Because if you have the talent and you put hard work behind that, then your potential is limitless, in my opinion. Because you have people with minimal talent, but their work ethic is next to none, and they are dominating industries just because they are willing to put in every single ounce of work. We have to be the same way. We have to be willing to put in every single ounce of work in our field, because these jokers that's in it right now are already putting in work, period. They're already doing it. We got to be willing to do it as well. We have to get to the point to where we fully know who we are. Number one. Number two, we know what it takes, which is putting in work and being patient. And number three, we execute. A lot of times, and I'll speak from personal experience, you see a task that can be daunting. So a lot of times you don't even want to start it because you already know from jump at least the minimal amount of effort that it will take to get it done. So it almost makes you not even want to start it. But if we can know ourselves, if we can know what it takes to dominate and then actually execute, there's nothing that can keep any one of us from the top of our field, from the top of doing what we think we're supposed to do and what God has called us to do. There's nothing that can keep us from that summit at all if we're willing to take those three steps. I just want to say thank you to everybody that has listened to this podcast, has made it to the end, I want to say thank you. For even honestly, the people that didn't, that aren't even hearing this. But anyway, please make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. Share it on all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. Make sure, of course, if you want a response from me, if you have any ideas of things to talk about, reach out. I'm on Twitter at I am Cody Paul, Instagram at Cody Paul Music, and on Facebook as Cody Paul Music. So reach out, hit me up with any ideas, any things you like, any things you don't. That way we can move forward into greatness. Again, move forward, no excuses, and make your next decision your best decision. Love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.